Our friends from Health and Motion are here with us, and we have Steph Ahrens and Jill Sykes in studio this morning. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
And now let's bring Stephanie Flynn in on the telephone. Steph, can you hear us?
I can, yes. Good morning.
Could you hear your coworkers saying good morning as well?
I can.
Okay, great. Then we're cooking with gas, as Grandpa used to say. All right, let's. Stephanie, I want to start with you. I'm sorry. We have a couple steps. So, Stephanie Ahrens, I will look at you as I address you and say, good morning.
Good morning.
thanks. And Jill, thank you for being here too as well. But Stephanie, you're first on my list with my notes here. And so I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about Health and Motion in general, and then we're going to move on to what happened over at the home show this weekend.
Okay, yeah. So Health and Motion is just an outpatient physical therapy clinic here in town that's... We're just seeking to help out the community as much as possible when they're having pain, post-surgical, and just trying to get their function going as best as we can.
Got it. And I'm assuming the Steph and Jill about the home show, that's Steph on the phone and Jill right here, right? Okay.
Either good. Way, okay. we've all there.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, yes. Well, good. But I want to make the bosses happy and go by the notes here. So Steph on the phone and Jill right here. Home show, Jill right here. First of all, I want to start with you. What'd you take away from the home show? What was it like for you this year?
You know, we really love being a part of the home show because it allows us to reconnect with past patients, the community, current patients, new patients. You know, it's fun to see everybody mingling around. And we had a lot of great questions this year about, like, the referral process, all that, if they need, you know, what they may need. And, you know, all right, I'll stop in next week, or, you know, just okay. Lots of quick questions. And so it's really fun to mingle with everybody and be a part of the community. We had a fun game on reflexes, so that was fun, challenging everybody, and so we had a good time.
Okay. Was there, like, awards given for flexibility?
No.
No? Okay, just okay, just is what it is.
Yep.
Now, Steph, on the telephone, how about you? I'm curious. She just told us some of the questions. I was going to say, what were some of the questions that you got in the booth at the show this weekend, Steph, on the phone?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll echo exactly what Jill said. And then we also have little specialties within our preferences of treatment. So we're getting a lot of questions about postpartum physical therapy health, pelvic health, different athletic and running assessments that we offer. So there's just a really nice opportunity to have a name to a face and be able to answer those questions of what we do in Health and Motion.
Let me ask, I'm going to throw this out to both of you. You can answer it either way you want to. But when people come up with those questions, are you ever surprised at any of the questions that come up? Like, what I mean by that is people that you might think that people would just know this automatically about us. And so did any of the questions surprise either one of you?
Not typically, no. I mean, okay. We see so many different things every day. Like, we would rather have them ask all those questions so then we can get down to the bottom of it. And I think that... it's not surprising just because our bodies are so different and that there's always something different than the other person.
Yeah. Would you echo that, Steph, on the phone?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. We hear lots of different things, so don't be shy if you have questions. We're always available via phone call if we're not at an expo, too.
I'm going to assume that all of you get into this business because you want to help people. You want to make sure that they are pain-free, knowing that there are ways to be pain-free. You have that information. Most of us don't. You just want to share that. Is that a good assessment?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yep.
I hope it is with you too, Steph, on the phone.
It is, yes.
And Stephanie sitting right here. But yes, it's all yeses. We're all in unison about that. So so the bottom line is we need to be able to ask whatever questions we have. Our body is unique. You've probably heard all of them before. And so don't be afraid to ask the physical therapist the question about whatever it is.
Yes.
Yeah, and we usually can help you, like help guide you too if something that is out of our scope or something we don't have available at our clinic, we can usually give you pretty good insight of maybe where to go, if you're in the right place, or should we get imaging done first? Should we trial therapy first? Kind of like that, too.
Got it. So, again, I guess the moral of the story is don't be afraid to ask. If your body doesn't feel like it should or like it usually does, chances are it's telling you to call the folks at Health and Motion. It's a direct thing. You know, it's that's what our body's telling us. So listen to your body. Mm-hmm. Steph on the phone, it says I should ask you about Alyssa, one of the new staff members at Health and Motion. So what can you tell us about her, Steph?
Absolutely, yeah. So we had Alyssa Zahner join our team as our front office care coordinator. We're very thrilled to have her. Alyssa is a Tomahawk native, so all of us at the Tomahawk Clinic live in Tomahawk and are growing our families there, and we are honored to have three Tomahawk natives with Alyssa joining, and then Steph Ahrens and Jill Sykes being Tomahawk natives, and then I consider myself a transplant, not born in Tomahawk, but here to stay and growing my family. So we're very excited to have Alyssa.
Well, you're in good company, Steph. Lots of us are transplants here and loved it as soon as we got here and don't want to leave. And so you're in very good company. Well, welcome aboard to Alyssa. And so when people call to get these, we're going to talk right now about the first step to talking to Health in Motion. You're going to get a 15-minute free consultation, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the first thing. And so what you do is you call Alyssa and she'll set that up, right?
Got it. Yep, especially those are great opportunities if you're not sure physical therapy is the route that you want to go, but if you're ready to go with it, we can set up the evaluation right away and you can skip the 15-minute screen.
Oh, okay. But it's always free, though, that no matter what, and so that's going to be free. All right. So you were out in the community. I would assume that you like getting out in the community, getting out of the office every once in a while and seeing people where we live instead of everybody coming to where you live. So as far as some more opportunities to be out in the community where people can interact and talk to you one-on-one, let's talk about those. Steph, back on the phone, you want to take this first one?
Absolutely, yes. So as you said, Jeff, we really love being a part of our community and getting out there and being engaged with all of you. So we have two super fun events coming up this spring. One of them is the Main Street Wine Walk. We are actually going to be teaming with Angie and her team at the Cheese Shop. So buzz on in and, of course, give Angie lots of love, and then we'll be helping to distribute samples. And that's just another prime opportunity. If you have a question for us about any physical therapy needs, we'll be right there in the action to answer those questions for you.
And probably pretty convenient, too, in case somebody has one too many wines and trips and twists their ankle out there on the sidewalk, they can come right into the Cheese Shop and Shia.
That's not the intent, but just be right there.
Yeah, you know what? Always trying to help the folks out there. That's what I'm here for. What's the other one here, Jill? What's the other one coming up where folks can come out and see you?
Well, we are super, super excited to be at the Lincoln County Baby Shower. That's Wednesday, April 29th. It's 3:30 to 5:30, and it's at the St. Mary's Catholic Church Corpus Christi Center. So we will be there with all women's health resources, pregnancy, postpartum education. This is a really fun event for us for expecting moms, new moms, and it's fun to see. It's a free event. You can bring your kiddos along. There's so many great resources, actually. There's anywhere from there's pediatrics, women's health, labor and delivery, doula services, car seat checks, CPR and choking demos. Like, the list goes on. There's a lot of free resources. It's pretty cool. All the attendees will get a care package that was actually purchased with a grant from the Tomahawk Community Thrift Shop.
Oh.
So that's pretty neat. It's fun to see everybody coming out in the communities, and there's so many resources. It's a great opportunity.
I would also think you guys probably like this kind of situation, because when people are coming to you, they're not feeling very good. They're in pain one way or the other. They may have some apprehensions about being in your building there.
Yes.
So when you meet us where we are, it must lower the temperature in the room a whole lot, and better information can be exchanged.
Yes. Yep. We can definitely have a lot of fun and a couple good laughs. And, yeah, it's really a good, safe environment.
I would also think it's nice that you're out there in the public and you can actually see that what you're doing is making an effect on somebody's life that day. And that's got to be good to hear that coming back to you, too, that you know you're doing the right thing and go back to work. And it's a better day at work then, too.
100%.
Yeah, this stuff all works together. Health in Motion, our guest here this morning. We got a couple of Stephanies, and we have a Jill here with us this morning. And so those events, the Wine Walk, again, May 8th, and before that, the Lincoln County Community Baby Shower is on April 29th. Where is that baby shower? Did I miss that?
It's at the Corpus Christi Center.
Corpus Christi Center here in Tomahawk. So, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about that as we get closer to it, too, and so we'll remind the folks. Stephanie Ahrens, running assessments are something. Now, when I was looking at my notes earlier, I'm thinking, okay, when I talk to the realtors, I talk about going from one season to another, and there are different things that you have to do. You talk to a mechanic, you got, one season going to another. Why not our bodies? Our bodies need to adjust seasonally as well. And so I would assume that some of us that may have been more sedentary over the winter months, we see ourselves gaining a little weight. That extra weight brings a few extra aches and pains. We better not necessarily hit the ground running. We need to warm up properly before we get out there, or we're going to be in your office all the time this summer.
Very true. Yeah. So yes. We run into that very often.
So as we get off of the winter time into the spring, people are going to be outside doing their stuff outside. So I would assume that running assessments mean, are you ready to be running again the same way, right?
Yeah. And like the running assessments that I did is I took a course that dialed into like injury prevention for runners, or how when you are a runner that deals with repetitive injuries, whether it's tendonitis, stress fractures, you might not be... It might be coming from how you are running, and you might need to be changing, maybe altering your running style. Maybe you're have weak hips and we're seeing some hip drop, which can cause some asymmetries as you're running as well. So like that's like just one example. Are you overstriding, understriding? There's basic rules of how like running mechanics should be, and it might be a very simple fix to change the load of how your body impacts that during your running. So that's what those running assessments can be done for, is like, especially if you're someone who's like, oh yeah, I've been running for a while and I'm like, I consistently always have plantar fasciitis every single time I start up, or I've had multiple stress fractures because I've increased my mileage. I can give you insights more about how to gradually progress your running so that you don't get injuries, as well as give a little bit more video analysis and look at your running form to see if something in there is what's altered or causing the injury or promoting it. Okay. So then there's different running mechanics and drills that you can run through too.
Besides the mechanics, how many people come to you with issues and generally speaking, they got the wrong stuff on their feet?
That does happen. Shoes is not as much as a factor as you think.
Okay. What about what's inside the sole, inside our shoes, like keeping our arches and our feet supported properly?
Yeah, I mean, like insoles and stuff, like all that has impact. And like there is like ways for us to test, like should you have a more cushioned shoe, should you have a stability shoe and stuff, by looking at your ankles and stuff. But it's not the one and only thing necessarily that's going to impact your running. Because sometimes, even though, like sometimes it's a comfort thing. And the thing is with shoes, there's so many different styles out there, so many different drops in the heel or wide toe box, narrow toe box and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean that you still could change your shoes to make a difference in your running, but there's probably more to it than just the shoe wear.
So like with everything else, everything works in conjunction. You need tools to do a job. If you're using the wrong tools, you don't get as good an outcome of the job, but you have to know how to use the tools properly and how to do the right techniques. And it all works together.
Exactly.
And it all starts to find out. If people are having any issues in any form of their running style and they're just frustrated, well, I tried new shoes, that didn't work. And I tried cutting down a little bit, that didn't work. Just come to you and ask an expert.
Yeah, like I said, that was one of my, running is one of my passions. I mean, I've helped coach the cross country team here in town, and it's just been something I've done since I was in high school, well, since middle school, and I continue to do it. So it's a passion. I want to make sure people don't feel like they can't run because of they're constantly getting injuries.
You know what? I think that means a lot to folks too, because they know that you've been there and done that. You're not just saying this because you read it somewhere. This is you live this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's outstanding. What about vestibular rehab?
Yeah. So we just wanted to kind of let people know that we have that the providers at Health in Motion are qualified to look at vestibular issues. So that's like people who have those spells of when you wake up and you have dizziness and the room spinning, like it's called BPPV. We're set to do like the correct maneuvers to address that, as well as address any kind of balance issues you may be having as well because of vestibular issues.
Okay, what are some of the other things besides getting older that could cause some of those the balance issues?
Sometimes it can be trauma. So if you got in like a car crash, I've had some people where they've had whiplash and they've had some residual, vestibular stuff from there. And sometimes I know people hate this answer, but sometimes we have no idea why the crystals in our inner ear get moved to a different place. And that's what can cause some people that dizziness.
And I know nerves have an effect on, especially nerves in our legs and feet have an effect on our balance too, especially as we get older.
Yep. So that's like when we're dealing with like radiculopathies and stuff like that, or neuropathies. So that also can make a big impact because you have three balance systems, and when one of them's not working, it makes a big difference.
So for all three of you, if you could chime in on this, I would imagine it might be a form of frustration in your line of work that you know that there's help, but there are so many people that come to you saying, I don't know why I feel this way. I don't know why I'm having all this pain. I've been dealing it for a long time. I just thought it was natural. How many times do you hear in your practice, well, I just thought this was natural. I thought I had to live with this.
I mean, we hear it pretty commonly, but, you know, our biggest goal is to change something, to have, like, a positive impact on something if we can. We may not be able to fix everything, but with consistency, there's a lot of research that things will get better. So, like, I guess I always try to change, like, you don't have to live with it. It's not just that mental attitude. So, like, we always try to bring, like, that positivity into our practice. We will be able to change something just with consistency and hard work at it. And people do notice a difference with all of our specialized tests and our constant reevaluation. We'll be like, you were here when you came in, and this is where you're at. And now you can bend over and tie your shoes. Yeah. Now you can reach down and pot your flowers. You can, you know, there's so many different things. So we really, really try to improve that way.
And that tracking helps keep people accountable, and it gives them a good feeling to see that, yeah, I'm making progress here. I just got to keep doing what they tell me to do. And look, I can do this. I couldn't do this before I came here.
Yes, you do not have to live with it.
But you can't find out unless you go and make the first movie.
Yes.
And so that's where the let's get this out here right now. What if people are liking what they hear and they're saying, okay, I want one of these consultations at Health in Motion. What take us through the process. Steph on the phone, can you do that for us, please?
Absolutely. Yes, so I'll definitely echo everything the lady said. If you're having any aches or pains, don't feel like that has to define you. Like, you are still you, and we want to help you get back to feeling like you and acting like you as quickly as possible. So you are welcome to visit our website, himwi.com, which will have all of our locations, as well as specifically the Tomahawk location. We also have a phone number, 715-453-6650. And if you're just not sure what to do, we'd be happy to schedule that free 15-minute consult to listen to your story and help guide you on where would be the best fit. If you don't necessarily have questions and you're like, I just want to start physical therapy ASAP, then you can still call that number or visit our website and schedule your first formal evaluation. Those evaluations are anywhere from 45 to 60 minutes for the first initial appointment, and then we schedule follow-ups from there. And we are in network with most major insurances, so we have very a lot of options for everyone in the community.
And that's a good time for me to ask, what about some self-pay options? A lot of folks on these very high-deductible health plans these days, Steph, so how can you address their issues?
Exactly. So if you have a very large deductible and you're a little gun-shy to go to the doctor or come see us because you're not feeling like you'll meet that and you don't want to be paying those large lump sums, we do have flexible self-pay options. Those self-pays can be paid via personal credit cards or even your HSA accounts. They just don't contribute to your high deductible, but they are at even about 50% of the cost you would typically be seeing if you're trying to contribute towards those high deductibles. So it definitely saves people a lot of money. And we see you as a whole person. So when we're scheduling your plan of cares, we want to know. We ask and we say, this is what we think could help you, this many visits. But if there's a scheduling conflict, if there's a financial concern or anything like that, please communicate with us in our safe space so that we can best work with you to best help you. We don't want to bring on any more stressors or anything of like that nature to your life.
I just want to help others help you three doing your job. So anybody that's listening to this, if you know someone in your life, if you care about someone in your life, you know that they're hurting and you know that their insurance situation may be keeping them from getting the relief that they need, spread the word about this. Tell these people that there are options and they know what you're going through and they just want to help. So we got to get that word spread out there any way we can. So I want to thank you three for helping to do that here this morning. And now the listeners, again, if someone's in your life hurting, if someone in your life is hurting, please let them know that they can help at Health in Motion, and they'll figure out a way to make it happen. Steph on the phone, any last words before I let you go back to work here today?
I don't think so. We greatly appreciate you helping to spread our word and, again, be a part of our great community in Tomahawk. So we appreciate your time chatting with us this morning.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And how about Jill in the studio? Any last words?
I think that sums it up. I mean, we're always here to help. And so just get a hold of us and we'll be a great resource for you.
And Stephanie Ahrens, you want to see a lot of runners going forward now, right?
Well, I mean, that would be nice, but yeah. I'm open to seeing anyone who is out there having pain, because, I mean, obviously I want you to live the best life that you can.
Yeah. So, again, Health in Motion, their offices, clinics all over the area. I don't know all of them, but here, Rhinelander.
Yep. We have 11 different locations.
11.
Yes.
So if you can hear us, there's one in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Got it. Ladies, thanks for being here this morning. Really appreciate it. You two back on the phone, Steph. So I hope all three of you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.